Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The man who led the Archdiocese of Boston during a clergy sex abuse scandal that shook the foundation of the Catholic Church around the world has died. Cardinal Bernard Law was 86 and living in Rome. He resigned as Archbishop in 2002 after the abuse scandal was uncovered by investigative reporters at the Boston Globe. Joining us now is John Allen, editor of Crux. He's on Skype from Rome. John, welcome.
Hello, Peter.
So, you know, the sex abuse scandal spanned decades and involved hundreds of priests, more than 700 children. Just remind us what Cardinal Law's connection was.
Well, Cardinal Law became the public symbol of the clerical sexual abuse scandals. What we saw in Boston was a pattern in which church authorities, up to and including Cardinal Law, were made aware of credible allegations of sexual abuse against these priests, but simply moved them from assignment to assignment in an attempt to disguise the behavior rather than reporting it to civil authorities, allowing the criminal justice process to play out, and the church taking its lumps. And so, in a sense, Cardinal Law became the highly public example of what not to do. And virtually everything the Catholic Church has done in the decades since could be understood in a way as an attempt to undo the Law legacy.
As this was happening, and as he resigned in 2002, what was his demeanor? Did he take responsibility?
Well, ultimately, Cardinal Law took responsibility and admitted guilt and apologized for it. But early on, when it was the most crucial, Law often came off as defensive, as unapologetic, and more concerned with protecting the welfare of the institution than he was with the welfare of victims and survivors of clerical abuse.
After the fallout, he's reassigned. He goes to Rome. And that was a pretty controversial move in and of itself. I just wonder how the final years of his life played out.
Well, you know, that move to Rome, I think, was always misunderstood in the United States. When he was named the Archpriest of St. Mary Major, which is one of the four pontifical basilicas here, papal basilicas, it was seen as some kind of honor. But, you know, in Rome, it was the exact opposite. I mean, in Rome, the understanding is that if you are the cardinal of one of the most powerful dioceses in the world, which Bernie Law was in Boston, and then you become the archpriest of a Roman basilica, where basically your responsibilities are to ensure that the lights are turned on for Mass on Sunday, I mean, that is seen as a disgrace. That's where careers go to die.
So I'm sure you'd agree there's a lot more to this man than the scandal, but it is unfortunately for his legacy how he'll be remembered. The Archdiocese in Boston paid out $85 million to the victims. From your perspective there in Rome, has the church recovered from all this?
No. Recovery is a work in progress. And I think the thing to worry about with the death of Cardinal Bernard Law is that some may be tempted to think, well, now that he is dead, the story is basically over. I'm telling you, the story is not over. There is a great deal of unfinished business. The Catholic Church has not recovered. It is still recovering and still has some ground to cover.
And for the hundreds of victims out there, you know, it may never be over for them. John Allen, editor of Crux in Rome, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Peter.